Nutrition education consultant Joyce Bergin has stressed the need for diabetics to have more control over the management of their condition. She says eating plays an important role in the management of diabetes.
Because what it is, it's a metabolic condition. And because it's a metabolic condition, it has to do with when and how and the quantity of food that you take in. How your body is going to break down that food to use it as fuel. What time frame? Our food-based dietary guidelines have now been asking us as Vincentians to use fruits and vegetables at every single meal now. And we know we have a three-meal system. But when you have diabetes, you don't eat three meals. You eat sometimes five, six times a day. But you have to eat in much smaller portions. Because when you do that, what you're doing, you're managing the rate at which your body utilizes the food that you put in. Because that is extremely important. When you start having the highs and lows because of how you eat, you have a problem where you start having, you have nerve damage, then it affects the cells. The cells are in our organs, those organs get sick, and then those organs start malfunctioning, basically.
Ms. Bergin also addressed the issue of the use of plant-based products by people with diabetes.
There's a lot of research going on right now, and there are different parts of different plants, herbs, etc., that are out there on the market. Ginger and turmeric are being touted a lot, and people are using it. But you have to be mindful, especially as a diabetic or a hypertensive, because if you're not sure what the interaction of these medications, what they're going to do with the medication that you're using, sometimes I prefer to tell people, steer away from it unless you're going to find a herbalist who is going to explain to you, along with your pharmacist, what the interaction is going to be between your medication and these herbs that people are selling out there. Specifically, if you are growing your own turmeric and you have your own ginger, nothing is wrong with having maybe a cup of ginger tea now and again or a cup of turmeric. But to tell you the quantities, I do not know. So I do not sell it to people. It's not part of my nutrition training to sell those to people.
And according to Ms. Bergin, diabetic care plans are an integral component of successful long-term diabetes management.
We know in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, from since preschool, we are taught about the six food groups. But very often, we skip some of the food groups. We don't use enough legumes and we don't use enough fruits and vegetables. Try as much as possible to incorporate them in your diet. They are high in fiber. They help to lower cholesterol. They help us to manage our fats. And also, they help us to manage our blood sugar levels. The higher the fiber content in our diet, the better it is for our glucose management. We want you to live a good quality life. Eat right, and you're going to have a good quality life. What you put into your body is what is going to shine out on the outside. And the quantity you put in is going to determine how long you live, how good you live, and what it is going to encourage in your body.
Nutrition education consultant Joyce Bergin. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.